Our next patient is Philip Heffron, H-E-F-F-R-O-N, Heffron Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P. I'm sorry, P-H-I-L-I-P. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for John Chuning, D-O. Chuning is C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G, Chuning, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending Philip Heffron for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 71-year-old male who has a history for coronary artery disease and history for COPD. Has had a cough with whitish sputum production, period. The patient has a prior history of asthma and hypertension and has had coronary artery disease with stenting in April 26. He has been a smoker for over 50 years up until now. Period. He denies weight loss. And has no chest pains or abdominal pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of coronary artery disease with CABG. And he also had coronary angiography and angiography on 4/3/26 with stenting, and has had arthritis with left knee replacement in December 2023. He has history for asthma, hypertension, obesity, thrombocytopenia, and next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked for 57 years, a pack per day, continues to smoke. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cancer of the prostate. Mother died of a stroke. I'm sorry. Mother died of asphyxiation. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had weight loss, no fatigue. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no hay fever. He has had wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, but has constipation. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations, but has leg swelling. He has anxiety and depression. Joint pains, and he has easy bruising. He also has memory loss and denies headaches or numbness of the extremities and no skin rash. Next, paragraph med list included Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Brilinta 90 milligrams BID. I'm sorry, not Brilinta. Oxycodone, 30 milligrams PRN. Morphine, 30 milligrams BID. Symbicort inhaler, 2 puffs BID. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams a day. Next, can you mention in the allergies? Different allergies says penicillin and sulfa. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallorectal cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse is 78, respirations 14, temperature 97.2, weight is 214, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper lung, fails no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema with no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, with no gross motor, with cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD. And chronic bronchitis. Number 2, is coronary artery disease. Status post-stenting. Number 3 is hypertension. And next plan, patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking, use a nicotine patch. Has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. CT chest done on 3/24/26 was reviewed, which showed scattered basilar atelectasis with no pleural effusions and no pulmonary emboli. He will also get a CBC, BMP, IgE level. And suggested that he get a polysomnogram, since he has a possible history for sleep apnea. And a follow-up visit here in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for John Chewning, Chewningdo. Please add in the past history. The patient also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, but does not use CPAP. Please mention that. Thank you. Copy for Dr. John Chewning. Thank you.